I was trying to be like real like chill.
Coy. It was coy.
Coy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Episode 352. Welcome to the Brain Candy Woo! Podcast, everyone.
Oh,
Sarah.
Happy
how
to
are
be
you?
Here. As
I have
per
a
you.
Question for you.
Oh, I love questions.
But depending on your answer, I might have to edit it out because you might want not want to talk about this.
Oh,
so,
okay. Oh, oh, where are we going
I'll just
with this?
Preface that. Well, I wondered if you wanted to comment or not about what Johnny tweeted about you.
Oh, sure. Let's comment. Let's do it. Let's go in
okay.
there.
Okay. So, yeah, he basically... Do you want me to read it exactly?
Yes.
Or?
Yes.
Okay, let me find it.
Because the great thing about this is I didn't hear about this tweet until a few days later from you.
Yeah.
And because I'm just like, never go on Twitter or whatever. People like... I just didn't look. And I was kind of prepping myself for it to be like, oh God, is this going to, it was wonderful. Not his tweet, but the response from it. So read his tweet and then
okay.
I'll tell you
let
what I got on the other end
where
of it.
The hell it is. I don't see it in my mentions, but I'll give you the general sense, which is he was quote tweeting an article about your breakup.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, did he get a prenup or did he take the money and run?
Yeah.
About your husband.
Yeah.
So what are your initial thoughts about that?
Well, I didn't even, so the first time I saw it was when somebody, you know, like tagged me in and it was a video that they had done. Not of the tweet, but of all the reactions, like looking at all the tweets
oh.
and listening to this girl and then her commentary over it. She goes, look at this jackass. He thinks he's going to do this and look at how they're dragging him. Like I was thinking that people were going to like, what did she say? That they were going to like sign, what do they call it? When you like basically give the thumbs up, like you're saying, yeah, I'm with it. And she's like, there's maybe five of those and hundreds of people saying, dude, not fucking cool. It's not cool. But what was cool was how many people said it wasn't cool. Oh my God, this is like, say whatever the hell you want, Johnny, because people are on my side in just of, you know, like on the side of humanity.
Yeah, he said, did he sign a prenup or take the money and run, and then did emojis. And then he tagged Challenge MTV, which to me means he wants them to see that he's starting a feud. He doesn't just want to say it.
Right.
He wants, like, someone to take notice.
Yeah, totally.
And I was really surprised by it. You would think that by now we would be used to his bad behavior, but... It surprised me because I thought this was all over, that we didn't have to talk about him anymore and he didn't have to talk about us anymore or you. And then out of nowhere, he just decided he wanted to make a low blow.
Yeah. I don't know.
The fuck?
It doesn't even, like, it really doesn't bother me that much.
I'm sure it doesn't.
Like, and what is so, it almost, like, tickles me and I'm just like, oh, thank you. I'm just so, I feel so, like, honored that I take up so much real estate in this guy's brain.
Yeah. Because the only time we ever even talk about him is when it comes up that he's done something towards one of us.
Correct.
Like we don't spend time thinking or talking about him.
It's crazy. So that was really funny. And I was like fine with it. And I just, I love a GIF reaction. And there were so many of those.
What were they doing? Like the don't do that kind of GIF,
yeah, like all those,
like
knock
it off.
Hell no, or like that was dumb. You shouldn't have done that. And so it was great. So this woman, her name is SH Boogies. So Shaboogies, we'll call her that. But she she was the one who sent me or tagged me in it was just like the laughing emoji. And oh, you know, it was the best when he said shit. My favorite gif that somebody posted was of the backpack thing that CT did to him. Of like, remember this, buddy? And they're like, yeah, Sarah's unbothered by this.
That never gets old. The backpack gif.
Never. Never.
Well, whatever. Good riddance. I just wanted
hilarious.
To cover it because people want to know what you think. So, thought it was worth mentioning.
Yeah. Well, I say mention it. Do not edit that out.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm
so
just now I like have to come back to the show because I was like show. I mean, right here, right now in this moment, because I got lost in all of the hilarious tweets that were totally backing me, not him.
Okay, good. Yeah, so we'll stay on track.
Yay!
We covered that. We did it. Whatever.
Yeah.
Here's some kind of funny good news.
Oh, yeah.
There was somebody who stole a Heinz ketchup bottle. Did you read about this?
No.
And then after they stole the ketchup bottle, they got into a car accident and they had all this misfortune befall them. And so they felt like it was penance for stealing the ketchup bottle. And so the person returned it to the restaurant.
Been me. I get right? that. I understand that. I would have done the same thing.
And left a note that said, "This is the worst thing I'd ever done. I was just looking for mischief and wanted to do something a little dangerous. And then ever since I did, I've had all this terrible luck." And then they somehow, the Heinz Corporation found out and decided to help the person.
And oh my gosh.
Pay for their the car accident damage and stuff. Because they were like, "Hey, Heinz ketchup makes us do crazy things too." And I was like, that's such a great way to handle it.
That is. That really
Being
is.
Being a nice thief.
I
And like, who
I love
us?
This story. Because I know that you know, who know? Like, I feel like I can imagine what the story was, what this person was thinking and where they were, where they're like, "Oh, with friends," and like, "Oh, I should just steal this ketchup bottle." And they did. And then it was like, what? And you can tell that that's a totally out of character thing for them. Because right. you wouldn't feel like that if this was something you went around and did all the time.
No, and you certainly wouldn't attribute your bad
right.
luck to
Correct.
It.
Correct. You wouldn't. Yeah. You'd never. You'd be like, this was it. It was that one thing. I am totally the same, which is why I can't. I am like, I don't litter. I don't. Well, because also because, you know, I care. But because it's like.
You believe it's karmic.
Yes. Because what goes around comes around, man. And so this person really understood that. And I just love that the Heinz Ketchup Company got on board. And I just like that people can just see the big picture and not, you know, get this person in trouble and pile on that way. That they can be like, okay, there's like other stuff going on here. And I love that they reached out and helped out. And I think that's real cute. That reminds me of, you know, just like in the same spirit of companies that are contacting fans or like in weird ways of their product. There was a woman, so Old Bay Spice, you know, the Spice.
Yes, yes.
Is doing a, like, I don't know, they're like not rebranding, but they're like doing a big like PR.
Yeah, campaign.
Like, campaign. And about like the biggest Old Bay Spice fans, like who's the biggest fan there. And they somehow found out or heard about a person who had a wireless network called like Old Bay Spice Lover or something, like Old Bay Spice, like is the best or whatever it was. And went around and posted flyers around. And then I guess the woman moved or something happened where they were like, "We don't know whose network
this
is.
We lost her."
We lost her. And so they posted flyers around all over the place of like, "Is this your wireless network? Are you the biggest Old Bay Spice fan?"
No,
and then they tracked her down and they finally found her. And they did like the same kind of thing of like, you know, there's like a contest and like entered her in this contest and found her. And I think they gave her like, I don't know, probably like Old Bay Spice for life or something like that. But they're like, "We just have to know, are you the biggest Old Bay Spice fan? Because you love it so much, you named your wireless network after it."
That is adorable.
So it's really cute. Yeah. And so I just like when they're doing things like that. And and then you reminded me of another story that I read about, I think it was in Japan where this happened, where of like people, instead of getting him in trouble, going like, maybe there's something else we can do. A teenage boy snuck onto an airfield and was watching, he like was obsessed with airplanes and he was watching the mechanics and he had no training in aviation, knew nothing about this. And he broke in, he hotwired the planes and took a plane for a joyride, not flying it, but just driving it around the tarmac.
No.
And rather than being upset, the people who caught him on video found him and they offered him a job and now he's working there.
What?
Yep. because they were like, you showed serious skills in mechanics that are far, like, to be able to do that, you're so smart and you're so, like, they were so impressed that it would, of what it would take to be able to do this with zero training, that they were like, we got to get this kid. And instead of getting him
into. Not into this until you said that they saw some raw talent.
Yes,
that
they saw raw talent harness. In him. That was it. It wasn't like a kid just being a dumbass. Like, yeah. In order, they saw raw talent and they were like, this is the pilots. It wasn't like the security. Like, the pilots who saw the video was like, no, we need this guy.
Mm.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, I like that. Maybe he'll turn his life around and stop being a nuisance.
Right, and I think it's just a kid. That's like one of those things where they like, if we look at what the bad behavior is, you know.
Yeah, and what's motivating it.
Like, my little brother got in trouble for starting fire when he was little. But now he's a firefighter, and he was really interested, and he's, like, in fire safety and wants to be, like, you know, the fire marshal guy. And so you have to, like, he could have, like, I don't know, if things were different.
Yes, that's what my whole belief is, that a lot of these people that I study that are, you know, in trouble with the law and in prison, I think if they had had somebody see their potential and a way to harness their, you know, what seemed like bad behavior, then their life could have turned out differently.
Yeah.
Which is good to know.
Yeah.
Another thing that's good to know is if you want a really good night's sleep, you're going to need good bedding. And so you need Brooklinen. We just got a message on Instagram this morning, someone saying, I was very convincing when I said that they're going to have the best sleep of their life. So she's going to break down and get her Brooklinen sheets. I don't think she'll be sorry.
No, you won't.
Because they're so nice. They're hotel quality.
The linen. Just go for the linen.
Go for the linen, Sarah.
If you live in a hot place.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just heaven. It's investing in. You'll have it forever. You'll have it for like 10 years. They only get better. That's
they're really high quality.
Thing. Linen just gets better when you wash it.
They get softer. The colors don't fade. They have tons of different patterns too. You can mix and match. They don't just feel great. They look great. They look great in your room, and they're very Instagrammable, might I add.
Oh, they sure are.
And they're direct to consumers, so that's they cut out the middleman, and they give you a great product and service, but without the markup. And our Brooklinen sheets are the most comfortable sheets we've slept on, and their towels have turned our bathrooms into spas. Mm-hmm. I couldn't recommend them more. For friends, family, or treating yourself to the upgrade you deserve, Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Get 10% off and free shipping when you use promo code BRAIN at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get 10% off and free shipping is to use promo code BRAIN at Brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code BRAIN. Brooklinen, they're the best sheets ever.
Yeah, and if that didn't sell you enough, the one feature that, like, also, why did nobody else do this before? The sheets are labeled long side and short side.
Right.
That alone, I will pay extra for.
Yeah, me too.
That, to not have to do that every time
every
I put on, every time I
time.
Do it.
Every time.
Single time. So if I could get those 5 minutes and that frustration, like, you know, taken away for, if you add all that up over a lifetime.
We'll call that self-care.
Yeah, there you go. It's just investing in your self-care.
I love that.
And saving money. So there you go. End of rant. The end.
I also got a message from Brainiac who was sending along a story. Our listeners send the best news items and stuff about this guy. He was a sexual predator. Ooh. And he was about to go on trial, and then he went on the lam, you know, and apparently was hiding in the woods, and he had built this, I don't know, like, kind of like a cave dwelling, and chose a spot in, I think it was Wisconsin or somewhere up there, where it was very remote, but it was near enough to a trash heap that he went to the trash heap every day and got all the stuff he needed to live on. Ugh. And so he had like a generator. It was a solar powered cave. And
what?
Like he made it so good, and it's kind of freaky. And he was there for years, since 2016.
Years?
Yes.
Jesus.
And the weird thing is, when I was reading it, it was in BuzzFeed. I just kept thinking about how, no. I know I kind of was missing the point. Like, okay, here's a sex predator living in a cave with solar power, whatever. And I'm just thinking, we throw too much crap away for him to be able to live off of a trash heap.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's true.
He had computers. He had all these things that people threw out.
Yeah.
That he then could use and food as well.
I mean, there's like, it's really, I'm having a lot of conflicting feelings because there's a part of me that wants to pat him on the back for his resourcefulness. But then it's like, I don't want to be giving credit or thumbs up to a predator or reward, you know, giving him credit for abating or whatever it's called.
Here's the part I think you'll like, which is that the way that they found him was that a hunter had stumbled across this door to his cave and at the time just kind of got freaked out and left and then thought about it for months, thought about that door and just couldn't shake it and went back and retraced his steps and found it. And then that's when he reported it to the police that there was a person living in there. And then that's how they found that it was a sexual predator. So I thought you'd like that because this guy listened to his gut.
Yep. And there's something because, you know, as somebody who's like, you know, walked through nature, you've seen there are sometimes dwellings that you see or like people who are there was something else that.
Yeah.
The universe spoke to him where he's like, this is not right. And then like kept tapping him on the shoulder about it because, you know, I've like seen people who like will be, I don't know, it's in a more like urban setting, but they're like created a dwelling, like maybe, I don't know, in some.
Yeah. Wherever. Like a makeshift.
Yeah. But, and you would just ignore it really and be like, okay, well that's just like a homeless person or that's somebody who's like a, you know, one of those, like a hermit or whatever.
Yeah.
But
recluse.
There was something recluse. There was something about this where he couldn't, and I, thank goodness that guy is like, listening to his
gut.
That's
a hero.
It's what?
That person's a hero because.
Oh, a hero. Yes.
Yeah. Because. He saw something that didn't make sense, although he had no reason to believe it was nefarious or anything.
Right,
but
right.
For whatever reason, you know, when those little hairs stand up on your neck or when you get goosebumps and you don't really know why, like, don't deny that.
You have to. And Susie and I have been learning a lot recently. The more you open yourself up to listening to those, the
they dump them
on your lap, like, to the point where you're like, what the hell is going on?
Tell them what happened the other night. When we went out.
I left and I was like, is it just me? Or I hope Susie realizes how strange that was too.
It really was. Like I kept thinking about it and thinking tell them what happened and then we'll analyze it.
So Susie comes over to my house for the first time and, you know, we're talking so much about like fresh beginnings and being in line with, you know, what your path is and what your spirit wants and your, you know, all this stuff and how we have to like listen to ourselves and our gut and how when we're in the right place that the universe will start giving us signs and it feels like serendipity and we just feel like everything is just like there's so many coincidences you can't even deny it. So we're sitting there, we have this whole conversation. That's like the theme of the night that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And then Susie and I start talking about how her New Year's resolution to have more music in her life has been so beneficial for me too. And I'm like I've benefited from it and how important music has become. And we're talking about music and just how much we love it. And we're at an outdoor restaurant where very casual, like casual beach dining, and through the door through the patio walks this woman in a beautiful ball gown and right past us. In a hurry. And then she comes back and Susie and I both go, wow, she's beautiful. What a great dress. And she comes back and then Susie stops her and goes, I'm sorry. I just got to tell you, you are just so beautiful. And she goes, and she just starts into this whole thing. And she goes, oh my goodness, I'm from Milan. And let me tell you, and guess what I do? I'm a harpist and I'm just here and I'm from La Jolla. And I just had to go to the bathroom real bad. So I stopped in here and she's telling, we get into this conversation where we didn't even really ask her, open up to her, where she just starts talking about how important music is.
Yeah.
And she comes to us wearing treble clef earrings.
Yeah.
Like with all the science of music and then starts telling us everything that we had just been talking about.
Yeah.
And then
it was creepy.
It was, and Susie and I were like, what? We even looked at her and we're like, you stopped and talked to the right people, just so you know. And then 2 seconds later, right after she leaves, and we have this moment of, wow, well, that was weird with everything we were talking about and how we like the universe gives you signs when you're in the right place. And we're talking about music. And then the woman with the music, she's like an actual human embodiment of music. And she walks by.
Yes.
And then we talk about the serendipity of that. And then a random dude out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. We haven't been like opening ourselves up to this. We're not like looking around. Look, we're intense in conversation. And he interrupts us. He's drunk as a skunk, but whatevs. And he starts talking about all this spiritual hippity dippity stuff about like everything we're saying, and like doubles down on the, on. And we were like, Susie and I are looking at each other like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It was crazy, people.
It really was. I kept reflecting on it and thinking, how did that happen? And we weren't asking for it. You know how sometimes you're almost inviting people to talk to you? It wasn't like that.
Not at all.
Oh, my God. Okay, let me tell you about Omax, and then I have the craziest story.
Oh, I love this. I love this episode already.
So as you guys have heard us talking about, Omax O-Shot CBD Arousal Oil is the key to a wonderful sex life. This is a lubricant that you can use that is made out of 8 natural botanicals and, of course, the CBD. So you get a sensory tingling, but you don't get that crazy feeling of like, I want to get off this ride. And it tastes good. It smells good. It's designed to be a natural way to get your motor running and enjoy a more satisfying sexual experience, which everyone wants.
Yeah. Who's like, no, I'll pass.
Yeah. Right?
Get out of here.
I just got a tweet from somebody saying they were going to try it. If you have low libido or hormonal changes, sometimes it gets hard. You know, it can be hard to get things working. So why not give yourself a little help there? Whether you're single or looking to spice up your relationship with more satisfying sex, every woman can benefit from a more enjoyable orgasmic experience. Omax O-Shot comes to the rescue, provides heightened sexual sensations, which can give you the instant and long-lasting satisfaction you've been looking for. It's 100% safe and natural. Remember, go to omaxhealth.com today and enter code BRAINCANDY. Take advantage of the incredible savings. That's omaxhealth.com and enter code BRAINCANDY to get 20% off O-Shot and all of the Omax products site-wide. Okay, this story, Sarah, I don't know how you forgot to even talk about this.
Yeah.
Sarah had a stop being polite moment.
I sure did.
Oh, my God. It was the same night at the bar, and this was actually earlier in the evening, and we saw a man come up to the woman next to us at the bar, and we could hear what he was saying. And Sarah's looking at me with her back to them. And she said, did you hear that he just said that he was going to slip her a roofie? And I said, I did hear that. Now, I wasn't going to say anything. And that is to my detriment because Sarah went for it.
Oh,
tell them what you did.
I very politely turned to him and said, I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt your conversation, but did I just hear you correctly? And you said that you would roofie that woman. Did you believe that that was a joke? What? And I mean, I can't even remember what I said because it was like in that moment. Oh, I'm getting it right now. Like my heart is racing because I'm like back in that place in my mind right now. And now is when I'm feeling like nervous. But when I was in that moment, it was like something else was speaking through me. I almost feel like everything we got after that was like a reward for...
for you doing the right
just
thing.
Just like the karma guy who like turned in his...
the Heinz ketchup.
You know, the Heinz ketchup.
Like, this guy I felt like in his 50s. This is an older guy.
Yes.
And a middle-aged woman as well.
Yeah.
And he thought he was like being playful, right? You know how they make these jokes where it's not really funny, but you're supposed to laugh.
Yeah.
And we all know that the polite laugh that you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And Sarah was just like, that's not appropriate and it's not an okay joke to make. And he was like, let me explain the context.
Yeah.
And he was trying to say like, you know, they had this sort of running joke about their friend and whatever. And Sarah was like, guess what? Rape's not funny.
Right.
And an unconscious woman having sex is not funny. That's rape. It's assault.
Mm-hmm.
I would have never done that.
Oh my God, look at my hands. I'm like shaking right now.
My like, God.
This is like, oh, God.
Well, how did you have the courage to do that, though?
I don't know. And I just, and I was, like, firm in my.
Yeah.
And then he was, like, trying to backpedal. And he's like, well, let me buy you a drink, da-da-da. And oh, I look God. At Susie for, like, I'm like, what do I do here? Like, is this something? No. And she's like, mm-mm. She gives me,
no.
Like, no. And I'm like, thank you, but no thanks. And then I kept saying, I'm too worried. You might roofie it.
And then right, he's the last guy we want to drink
right.
from.
I'm like, you're the last one we want to buy drinks for or have to buy drinks for us. And then when he would walk away, I'd be like, oh, it's okay. I'll just make sure to keep my drink covered. And, like, he went to the other side of the bar. But I just hope that there's something in him that I just planted some little seed that maybe makes him think
he
twice.
He did apologize.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and I know he was embarrassed.
I mean, he ought to have been. His friend had to come over and get him.
Yeah.
Ooh. I mean, I
feel good about that.
You should.
I feel really good
about it. I was so happy that you did that because it is the right thing to do. And you did stop being polite. I mean, it's not a polite moment when you have to tell someone you've overheard their conversation and you're offended by it.
Right.
But it felt like you had to come to her rescue too.
Yeah, because she was doing that polite laugh thing and you can tell her body language. She was like leaning away. This guy, and I told her, we like laughed about it, me and her afterwards. And I was like, I'm sorry to do that, you know, and that you had to like be in the middle of that. And she's like, I didn't want to talk to him. I'm like, yeah, I figured you didn't. I could smell his breath from over here. Like nobody wants him around. And, you know, I got to shut him up and, you know, step in because, you know, and I felt like I didn't go to a place where I was yelling at him or telling him like, you're a fucking asshole. Sorry, Linda. Didn't do anything like that. It was more like, here are the facts. Here's what you do. And here's what it sounds like for somebody who witnessed or who overhears that. And here's how that, like what that is, what message that's sending. And here's what we think about that. The females who are listening. So let me tell you, if you're interested in picking her up, the last thing she's going to want to hear about is how you think it's funny to roofie the other girl at the end of the bar.
It's not even a good joke.
It's awful. No, you know? It was like so bad. And I was, you know what? It really was the universe rewarded because like it takes me a while. I would have been in that place. Like I needed some good stuff. I needed some like positivity to kind of like what, you know, get rid of this like shaky, you know, fired up feeling that I have when I.
We didn't talk about this at the time, but the bartender came over while you were doing that, and he said, are you guys okay?
Oh,
and
good.
I like that, too.
I'd like that, too. Bartenders are good.
Yeah, like, he was very aware of what was going on and had his eye on it, which I thought was noble and good.
Yes. I really do like how there are that good bartenders are like that. They're more than just, like, serve you drinks. I've had a lot of bartenders in my, you know, times at bars who have stepped in and helped me or get out of uncomfortable situations or made somebody leave. And my friend Morgan, who's a bartender, she does that too.
Yeah.
She's always like, you have to freaking go. You're out of here. You're done. And, you know, stop talking to her. She like, it's really good when they're like that.
Yeah. They're like babysitters and they have to manage a lot of people who are going to, you know, are prone to misbehaving because they're drinking and out for a night. So.
Oh, and they're all sober. I forget that. Oh, yeah. Dealing with drunk people when you're, it's the worst.
Yeah.
I mean, they're barely tolerable when you're drinking, but.
You did the right thing, and it was very impressive, and I wouldn't have done it, but just because I don't have the courage.
It's so crazy the things that, like, you do so much that I don't have the courage to do.
right.
That are, like, things that you're like, what? I don't give a big deal. I'm like, oh, my God, I can never do that. Then something like this, it's like. No problem.
Right.
Good thing we're friends.
I think that you are more motivated by principles, and I am more motivated by when someone's annoying me, then I will shut it down.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm annoyed, I'm going to just handle it, whereas you're more like if it's about, you know, a higher moral ethic and stuff. So yours is a better...
Get out. And then Susie was like, I love seeing revved up Sarah. And I was like, yeah, all I need is somebody to lie to me about prices at the tour like they did in Brazil or a rape joke.
Yeah, it's not funny.
Yeah. Don't lie to me and don't make inappropriate jokes about sexual abuse.
Unless they're really funny.
Yeah, and yours wasn't.
And it wasn't.
Sir.
No, not it was at all. Not. No. All right. Well, I'm glad we shared
that. There, however, there are some hilarious jokes about that same topic, which you can hear on Tiffany Haddish's new series,
Netflix,
I guess.
Special,
Netflix special called They Ready, where she showcases some amazing comedians. Amazing.
Female comedians.
Female comedians,
yes.
From all different backgrounds. And there are some really good jokes about that subject.
All right. That's good to know.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even, I won't even do it justice, but, you know, it was just so funny. And everybody should check that out. And it's really great. And, yeah, there's one guy who says that every girl should just get a gay friend who's, like, really big with just, like, a big dick. So anytime some guy treats them shitty, they just tell their friend, you, get, take it out and wave it at them. Be like, you wanna make those jokes? He'll do that to you. How do you feel?
Oh, my God.
She's like, just shake it at him.
Yeah,
scare him with it.
For inappropriate humor.
Right. I loved it. I was like, that would be hilarious. Because what if we had like a guy, like they want to make a joke about that? Well, I got this friend right here and he'll do the same thing to you. How do you feel about that? Like, that's so great.
I got to watch that.
Oh, you have to. It's so good. And I want to see every single one of those comedians like
in real life.
IRL.
Another thing you guys are going to want to see in real life are the amazing Rothy's shoes.
Yeah.
We were just talking about them.
They just came out with commercials, which I've seen on my my computer on like ads. They're so cute and they make me want to buy more colors.
I know, we need more.
I'm like,
more.
We know those. Those are our shoes.
Well, when we were in Nashville, mine got all messed up, you know, just from walking so much. And Sarah was like, I hope that cleans up good. And then next time I saw you, you were like, oh my God, they are like new.
Well, let's be real here. I said, your shoes, oh my gosh, they were scuffed up a little bit. And now look at, did you wipe them off? They're clean now. And then you were like, I don't know if they're going to come out as clean.
Yeah.
And then you washed them. And then we were both surprised.
Perfect. Yes, that is true.
I did not have doubts. I was like, let the record show. It was not me with the dye.
No, okay, yeah, because I just thought, how many times can you wash these
that's
and have
what you
them
were
come
thinking.
Out?
You're like, I've washed these a million times. There's got to be an end. Nope, bright white sparkly.
And they're all over my Instagram. You guys have seen them. Mine are white, so that's why they get dirty. But then they, like I said, you put them in the washer and they're good as new. They have
you
tons of
styles.
You
didn't treat them with anything before.
No!
It's just that. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to get the white.
Well, they
I
have
say
tons
that every
of
time.
Colors, tons of patterns, different styles. If you like the sneaker or the point or the loaf or whatever, it'll blow your mind. They're made from recycled plastic water bottles. They are adorable. And here's the deal. Check out all the amazing styles available right now at rothys.com/braincandy. Go to rothys.com, rothys.com/braincandy to get your new favorite flats, comfort, style, and sustainability. These are the shoes you've been waiting for. Head to rothys.com/braincandy today. I love that you're like, just so you know, I had no doubts.
I was like, let the record show, people.
I'm sorry. I was projecting.
Oh, that was funny. I have this is kind of a little bit late, but
yes,
you know, when it was your birthday, I found this article that was, it says amusing ways each generation defines adulting and this new list of the top 20 things that make you an adult.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So what do you think would be on that list? Like, what do you think is a thing that, like, when you did this, you're like, yep, I'm a fucking adult now.
I'm sure theirs are more serious, but mine was, like, when I had a wrapping paper box.
Okay. I get that, because with my little brother, he said it's a nice cheese plate.
Yes, good one.
Like, I will feel like I'm really, you know, so for Christmas, I got him a nice set of cheese knives.
Oh, okay.
And so he's like, I want a nice, like, he got, like, wine glasses and a cheese set.
Yeah, because it's like you're settled.
Now I feel like an adult.
You might be entertaining. Kids don't do that. Adults do.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's a good one.
Yeah. So what else would you say is on the list?
Like, a lot of stuff with regards to paying bills.
Yes,
being,
that's on
you know,
here.
File, like a file cabinet or stuff like that.
Yeah.
And when you think about, like, when you go to your parents' house, one of the things that makes it pleasurable is that moms just tend to have everything you need ever.
Yep.
You know, like, she has a button box for if you lose a button.
I have that.
Yes. Yeah, right.
Yes.
And just anything you need, I got you. Or, like, a lint roller.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Suze, I added lotion back to, I had like taken it out of my bag But like multiple people, including you, have asked me for, do you have any lotion?
Yeah, I needed lotion.
And so I got to have lotion in my bag now. So I made sure I'm stocked on lotion. And I feel like that's like an adulting thing. So like when somebody, you know, I'm like, I got you.
Yes, I like this. Okay. What else is on there?
So
spices?
What'd you say?
Spices?
The kind of close to what you said the first time or we were talking about, it's number 16 on the list is drinking wine.
Oh, well.
Yeah. I'm like, check. I'm an adult. okay. So some of them are funny and some of them are like what you'd expect.
Okay.
Oh, excuse me. I'm like burpy over here. Excuse me. Okay.
Let it out.
Yeah. Indigestion. That's part of being an adult, right? No.
Yeah.
Okay. Burn. So number one is having a budget.
Okay. Yes.
Yes.
Of course. No,
buying a house. Filing mm-hmm. your own taxes, which I feel like you should have been doing since you were 18, but come on now.
Yeah.
Understanding and monitoring your credit score, investing mm-hmm. in a 401k. Number six on the list, I'm upset, is on here.
Okay.
So what do you think is an activity that people are saying, okay, now I'm an adult because I do this. It's a chore. Mm. But if you ask me, they should have been doing this since they were
just
freaking
like
kids.
Laundry?
Yep.
Oh, God.
Doing your own laundry.
For fuck's sake.
Exactly. You know how old I was when I started doing laundry? I don't even think I could reach the washing machine.
My policy, and this is like my parenting policy, because I was married before and I had a stepchild. And so I've been implementing this for a long time. You do your own laundry as soon as you get your period, if you're a girl.
Oh.
Or as soon as you start masturbating, if you're a boy.
Oh, I like both of these.
Because okay. I don't want to touch your semen or your period blood. That's just me.
That's good. Yeah, I almost feel like it's like anything. There are steps like that you can teach that age-appropriate
yeah.
steps to that. Like they should be sorting their laundry or at
yes.
least putting it in the GD laundry bit. Like I can always... you know, tell when Lincoln did not do that because you'd be like, is that where that goes? Why do you think a wet towel needs to go
every day?
Right. And even I did that because I was like, oh, I know this is a thing Susie did. So he had his pajama pants out and I was like, is that where your pajama pants go?
Good.
So I was like, I felt like Susie would be okay with this.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
teach
like,
him.
I got to reinforce her parenting lessons. And he went right back in, didn't even think twice about it, like went right back in, knew exactly what he had done, picked okay. it up, wasn't like, because he's like, those are the rules.
Yeah, you got to pick it up.
Yeah, so those kind of things, you know, or teaching them and like them being involved in it. But if you're over the age of 13 or what, you should be doing your laundry.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's what I'm saying. And you don't have to say, oh, you have to start because you're on your period or you masturbate.
Right.
It's just an age thing.
Yes.
So it's like, it's time now.
I had a conversation with one of my friends who, she has two boys who are, you know, right around those ages, like, you know, 13 and everything. And they
yeah.
do their own laundry. They've always done their own laundry.
Yes. And it's not hard.
It's not. And she has always done her husband's laundry because they like, you know, you're in a room together, you do it together. And mm-hmm. she had this moment I think what happened was she hadn't done laundry in a while. And her husband says like, you know, is this shirt clean or like da da da. And she went like had this moment where she's like, why the fuck am I doing this guy's laundry still?
Yeah.
And she said, enough is enough. If you want clean clothes, you do your own laundry. And so mm-hmm. they got separate laundry bins. And I'm like, that seems like also smart. Like if there's somebody who's complaining about there not being clean clothes.
Oh, yeah.
Please, goodness, by all means, take
right. Your arms
take
work.
Some action. Yeah, you know how it works. And so you can use the washing machine. Your sons do it. So she has since changed the rules of their house. And it shows that you can change and you can, like, you always need to be, like, kind of reevaluating and renegotiating the rules and the chores and responsibilities and, you know, delegations of those responsibilities. And if you do it in a good, healthy way and communicate it well, then those are the things you have to talk about.
Well, it probably goes to show how little is expected of young people, though, now, if this is the list that makes you an adult.
Yep. All right. So what else is on here? Rescheduling regular doctor's appointments. I'm getting better at that. making a list when going to the grocery store, cooking dinner most of Monday through Friday, watching the nightly news. Oh, this one's funny. Changing the bed sheets regularly.
Oh, yes.
That's one. And one I'm going to add on here for men, because this somehow doesn't apply to women. Getting a bed frame.
Oh, my God. Who is not having a bed frame?
Oh, my God. I am scared to go into the dating world. That'll be an absolute requirement. But when I was dating before, and of course I was like 24, 23 when I last time, and I have not dated anybody since. There were a couple guys that I went over to their house, and they had mattresses on the floor. And
nope.
There was one guy who was well into his 30s.
That
and
is disgusting.
He was a, like, D-list celebrity. And I was like, okay, well, we're not sleeping together. That's
no,
for sure.
No, because that's just lazy.
Lazy.
It's I'm not like, even
wow.
about the money or something.
Yeah. Posters on the, everything
God.
On the wall needs to be in a frame.
Mm,
and
course.
Your bed needs to also be in a frame. Frames, frames, frames. That's the, that's the theme. Everything in a frame.
Oh my God.
Right?
Did you say anything to him? Or did you just think it?
I thought it. Well, you know what? Yeah. I said I didn't say anything to him, but I definitely talked shit to his roommate who was a female, or on him to his roommate.
Okay. Yeah.
Because yeah.
she
like,
probably totally understood what you
Totally. I'm sure. Yeah. That was like a, no, that was like a one and done.
Well,
I didn't even do it.
He was definitely not having financial issues if he was a D-list celebrity.
No, he wasn't at all.
He could pay his bills.
Yeah, he could pay his bills. And he lived in a house.
Well, if you can't pay your bills and you're worried about interest rates and figuring out everything with finances, then you might be a great candidate for Lightstream. Right now you can get a credit card consolidation loan from our friends at Lightstream with a rate as low as 5.95% APR with auto pay. It means you could save thousands of dollars in interest. Who doesn't love that? Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, no fees. And you can even get the money as soon as the day you apply. The application's online. It's super easy. And they want people that have good credit to get a better loan experience. So just for our listeners, apply now to get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get the discount is to go to lightstream.com/braincandy, LIGHTSTREAM.com/braincandy. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/braincandy for more information. This guy had a house and not a bed frame.
Yep.
I just don't get that.
Suze, when we're done, I'm going to tell you who it is, and you're going to be like, holy shit. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's hilarious. So yeah, so most of these, it's really, a lot of these are like chore related. And my favorite one on the list, number 18, which I think should be number one on the list,
okay.
Getting excited over staying in on a Saturday night.
That's so true.
Yep. Like 16, 17, and 18 is, or and 19, drinking wine, using coupons, getting excited over staying in on a Saturday night, and starting the morning with coffee. Check.
Yes. Yeah. I like all those.
Yeah. The last one on the list is funny too. It's taking something out of the freezer to defrost.
Wow.
It's so specific.
That
also
is.
On here, buying a sensible pair of shoes.
Yeah.
And all I right. would include like comfortable undies in there too.
Do young people not have sensible shoes?
Nope. I definitely did not own sensible shoes. And also, like, you know, I think this is more for women, but like what you can afford, like it's the same thing with wine, how we say the difference between like a $6 bottle and a $12 bottle is like, you know, 100%
huge.
Better.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing with $20 shoes versus $60 shoes.
Yeah.
Or like $80 shoes. Oh my God.
But don't they wear, you know, like Vans or whatever those cute tennies
but
are?
I think it's probably like, and maybe sensible shoes like the dad shoes, like Landon, like his joke, you know, he has a, like some arch issue or whatever,
yeah.
but you got like like shoe inserts and everything. And like, he has
right.
to wear like specific kind of shoes and they're only like these New Balance ones. They like, they're the only option are like these dad shoes. And so it's like, yep, that's it. I'm dadding it up now in these shoes. And
yeah, you're right. Maybe that's what they're referring to when you're actually just take care of your body in that way.
Yeah. Cause I do that now too. I'm like, nope, that heel is too high. We're going for a block heel. We're going for, you know,
yeah.
Yeah.
Because you have some kick-ass stilettos in your collection.
I do. I got a few of those. So do you.
Yeah, yeah. I love them. But, like, I remember that's always something that sticks out to me when we met, and I thought you only wore flats. Yeah. And then when I went to your house, and there was like 10 pairs of these 6-inch drag queen heels.
Yeah. That was when I was younger.
Where is she wearing these?
Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah, now you just
nowhere where I had to run away, fat, where I maybe needed to run somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, sitting somewhere.
I was definitely sitting. In fact, I went through unloading all my stuff and organizing it in my new place. I have a beautiful pair of Jimmy Choo shoes they're like gold, and they're big old platform heels. They're gorgeous, and they have a gold like mesh netting over the top. I've maybe worn them 3 times. Oh. I went to go look at them. The mesh netting on them is like ripped, and they looked like they're totally trashed. They're so expensive.
What happened?
I don't know. And I'm like, wherever I didn't sit, and I must have walked somewhere in these because what the hell? And I'm just like kicking myself, like not kicking myself, but I'm just like, I'm mad that a pair of shoes that's that expensive. That's like the same thing with the wine. After a certain dollar amount, it's like, what the hell is the point? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they look great, but like the knockoff version of this at $100 would probably have been just as comfortable, and I wouldn't have been so bummed that they are ruined. But maybe
you gotta call Jimmy and tell him.
I think I'm going to, and be like, can you just fix these, and what can you do? Because they'll do that, right?
Maybe? I would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like that. So anywho,
there was an article in the New York Times about what makes people charismatic and how you can be too.
Oh,
I thought that was interesting. Cause like, don't we think of charisma as just you either have it or you don't, but this is saying, no, you can develop it and you can learn how to be somebody.
That.
Yeah. And when you think of that word, like I think of it as someone who's very charming, and like magnetic.
Yeah.
And not always in a good way. Sometimes you meet people with charisma and you're like, I hate that person, but I'm drawn to them.
Yep. Johnny Bananas.
Yes. Good example.
Right.
Yes. He has charisma for sure. And it was just saying it broke it down into kind of like 3 pillars. Mm. They said the first pillar was presence. Someone who's in that moment.
Yes.
And like when they're talking to you, they kind of draw you in because they're so engaged the conversation. And then the second pillar is power, where it involves breaking down self-imposed barriers rather than achieving higher status. So it's like a power, almost like a powerful presence, but not about like, I'm going to kick your ass or whatever.
Right, we're right.
And then the third pillar they call warmth. And they said that one is a little harder to fake because it requires you to radiate a certain kind of vibe that signals kindness and acceptance. And if you don't feel that, you're probably not going to be able to emanate that.
I really think it's that being present thing, you know? And like when you even say charisma, like I almost imagine a room having an amount of energy in it, you know? And energy is like dispersed if you kind of think of it as just like, I don't know, just like specks of glitter, just like all over. And they can be in like the corners or whatever. And these people who are charismatic go into the room and it's like they collect all of that and then they like can send it out and control how it, you know, fill the room with it in a different way. It's like they gather up all the energy of the room, including energy from other people. Because I think people who are charismatic can bring it out in other people. You know, Landon is really charismatic. And we went to this party and it was kind of like nobody was really like talking a lot or, you know, it was just more like chill. And then Landon starts telling a story and all of a sudden everybody's engaged and then other people start telling stories and then it starts getting all, you know, so he like collected the energy from everybody else and then like revved it up and it was that and it people love it. But the thing is, I which, you know, I see and I've experienced, it can be exhausting for the charismatic person.
Yes.
It's very draining to do that.
Yeah, for some people maybe not, but but it can be for sure because oftentimes people are just lecherous. They're just taking from you without giving you any energy back. And that depends on who your audience is, I think. Cuz sometimes it can be energizing. And then
you know
other
what? That's
times,
true.
Yeah.
This is just my personal opinion. Like it's just really me sometimes who can be like who feels drained after that.
Yeah. Well, and it, like I said, it could depend on who the heck you're giving it to because some people just take it. But it was saying how Dr. King, Martin Luther King, he mastered all of the pillars, which is rare. Like, usually people are, you know, stronger with warmth, but not as strong with the power or whatever.
Yep.
But they said that he had all three. And that's kind of where the magic happens. When someone
Obama.
Like Oprah. Yeah.
Oprah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Where they have everything.
Yeah.
They said that Clarke from Game of Thrones, they said that she earned high marks in the kindness charisma, which is like the warmth, but she maintained a high presence but low power. These are scholars that actually
try
to measure
this.
It. Mm-hmm.
I would be interested to see if there were men on that list who had low power but high everything else.
Right.
I wonder if the power thing is gendered.
So they said that Steve Jobs exhibited mastery and power and high marks for presence, but no warmth.
Correct.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, you can see it.
And it says if you're looking for a good starting point to be more likable, that you can start with storytelling. That, as you described, that once you start to be able to speak in metaphors, it really draws people in. It makes you relatable. And, you know, you can use your face and your body language and vocal inflections to create a better story. And then people are more inclined to like you.
Yeah, just tell a good story. That's really it. And then
that's
people feel
do.
Like, oh, nobody's going to want to hear this. They do. Just tell whatevs. I mean,
especially
listen, we've made 352 episodes of it.
Right, but especially if you're at an event or something and it's dead air, like you were saying, where nobody's really hasn't found the energy yet, and then somebody comes in and is like, let me handle this.
Just take any story we've said on here and even just, use it as your own, whatever.
People
like,
do
the
that.
The other day, I was at a bar and I overheard this woman stop this man, and can you believe she went off on him on telling this joke about roofieing somebody? You can really, like, feel free. Amp it up. Add some details for, take some creative liberties in it. Go for it.
Yeah, you can have it.
Have it.
We don't care.
Not at all.
But I do think a lot of our listeners said, our show is good for giving little stories that you can tell to break the ice and cut the tension in a room.
That's why we read them all and why, we do the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
but
that.
But I liked it because I really, I would say I thought of charisma as just something you either had or didn't have. I never thought someone could develop it. Mm-hmm. So I like the idea that, you can become more likable and more social and then more magnetic as well.
And vulnerable, like making, it's not like self-deprecation, but like I feel like if you kind of, you can even share stories where you're like, oh my God, I can't tell somebody that. That would be so embarrassing. No, people love hearing a story where, you do something that maybe is a little embarrassing because it says you're sending the message that like, look, I'm a person. And if you feel awkward at this party or let me tell you the story about this one embarrassing thing that happened to me, blah, 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 blah. And it kind of takes everybody's defenses down.
Yeah.
I love a good vulnerable story.
Me too.
You know?
You have a lot of them for this, that where you're the center of the story.
Well,
do something hilarious.
I just live in a place of just like, I'm just like embarrassed all the time. Like,
Are you?
Well, no, it's just, I don't know what it is. Like I can always tell the times where I'm like too in my head. Cause it's usually like when I'm in my head that something embarrassing happens to me in like the physical world. Like, for example, when I was thinking that I was like hot shit when my episode aired and I came out of the bathroom dragging toilet paper and like the whole restaurant saw and I thought they were looking at me because I was like famous now. And so that was because I was like in my head and not noticing it. And when we were in Nashville, I was thinking a whole bunch about like stuff that was going on and like, just like interactions between people at your birthday and blah, blah, blah. And I was just thinking a lot and not paying attention. And I come out of the bathroom and I probably was walking around for a good half an hour or so. And I went to go like scratch my back. And I realized that the shawl I had been wearing, this like wrap I was in, was now tucked, not only tucked into my shorts, but then like my underwear was sticking out and it was like wrapped around my undies. And like I got like my thong out of my shorts with the thing on, which like it's from the back. That would have been a real sight. And I was just like, okay, well, there you go. Humble moment. Just walking around like that through the bars in Nashville with my chonies hanging out.
Chonies.
So, I think I got to just be more present and be like, you know, okay, I'm going to the bathroom now. Let me finish dressing myself and make sure I'm fully clothed.
That happens to me anytime you're in a hurry to,
yes,
because you don't want to inconvenience someone else.
Yeah.
Then that's the kind of time when that kind of thing happens, because you're so worried about not upsetting the other person that then, yes, you don't take care of your chonies.
Correct. And, there was something that you reminded me of. You were saying, what did you just say? You were
just
like,
how, like, you get into a hurry because you don't want to inconvenience another person.
Oh, gosh. Oh, well, it's gone. That thought.
You lost
that,
it.
Yeah.
That's
that
all
was
right.
Like a little,
you know what?
Little,
it's fine. We're winded down. That's what happens. It
doesn't happen that often. But
we ran
know.
Out of steam, guys.
I did. Yeah. It's just like,
we started out strong and then we lost it. Don't forget to subscribe.
Yeah, man.
Leave us a 5-star review.
Oh,
please,
I love a 5-star review.
I love them.
And you guys have been real cute at posting things on, like, Instagram stories with our, like, thank you for posting those of, like, hey, listening to this episode, and, like, swipe up and check out your, you know. So I just like it. It's like our Brain Candy listeners are, like, sharing via social media for us, and it's just great to see. I feel really loved.
Yeah, we got a message today from a gal who's, I think her name is Liz, and she said she just moved out of town, she just moved out on her own for the first time, and she's a huge fan. She stockpiled all the recent episodes so that when she moved, she could listen to them and not be so sad and lonely.
Oh!
So thanks for always being entertaining and brilliant. It helps make the shit time a little better.
Hey, do you have her contact?
Yeah.
Maybe we can send her that moving book.
Oh, that's a great idea.
You know? Yeah. I just been thinking, like, I got a bunch of books. I want to just, like, yeah. So, like, say nice things about us, and, like, you know.
We'll send you stuff.
And, like, I'm in a real givey mood, and I got a bunch of books to give away.
Yeah,
so,
that's
like
the spirit.
Like, a bunch. So,
see?
So
we
there
got
you go.
You
will be rewarded handsomely.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. This podcast is brought to you by Wave Podcast Network. Check out all of our shows, including the Brain Candy Podcast, I Don't Get It, Coffee Convos, and Let's Talk About It.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.